Welcome back to the Big Beat Online Radio Show with your host, DJ King Blind. This is episode 37. You can visit us online at djkingblind.com. There you can listen to our podcast, you can subscribe to podcast, you can write us and say hello, or you can donate to our show to help keep things going. This week, our episode is all about post-punk and the post-punk movement. Let's dive in and talk about it. Post-punk was originally called New Music. Music, M-U-S-I-C-K. It's a broad genre of rock music that emerged in the late 70s as artists departed from the raw simplicity and traditionalism of punk rock, instead adopting a variety of avant-garde sensibilities and non-rock influences, inspired by punk rock's energy, DIY ethic, and so on. It was determined to break away from rock cliches. Artists experimented with styles like funk, electronic music, jazz, and dance music. The production techniques of dub and disco were used. Any ideas from art and politics, including critical theory, modernist art, cinema, and literature, were used. These communities produced independent record labels, visual art, multimedia performances, and fanzines. Early post-punk vanguards were represented by groups including Susie and the Banshees, Wire, Public Image, Cabaret Voltaire magazine, Perubu, Joy Division, Talking Heads, Devo, The Gang of Four, Slits, The Cure, The Fall, and many, many more. I will be playing a selection of 20 of the best songs, I think, that represent the genre in my upcoming DJ set. The movement was closely related to the development of side genres such as goth, neo-psychedelia, no-wave, and industrial music that spun off from that. But it's most important to realize that post-punk was a fuse for what would become all of, most of the popular music in the 80s, and that being new wave and goth. By the mid-80s, post-punk had dissipated, but it provided a foundation, a fuse, if you will, for this new pop movement that we would later on go and call alternative, independent, and especially new wave and goth. This band was regional to the areas primarily of the United Kingdom, the United States, the Netherlands, Germany, and France is where this was all birthed from. So let's really dive in and talk about it. Really, in order to eviscerate the ELP-isms, the Eagle-isms, and the ELO-isms that had come to personify mainstream rock in the mid-70s, the initial flowering of punk rock movement from 1975 to 1977 needed to present an aggressive, oppositional, adamant brick wall of rhythm guitars and unsubtle arrangements. Think about the power and everything that punk rock did. Its primary periods of time were just a two-year period. However, by 1978, the somewhat uniform wall of sound that had defined punk's initial ideation was beginning to crumble, and light was starting to poke through. Artists were beginning to draw influences that the initial punk orthodoxy may have rejected. Quote-unquote, art became less of a dirty word, and musicians began to integrate space, emptiness, and sonic and emotional sensitivity into their work. The extensive body of music that emerged from the prime flush of the post-punk movement from 1978 to 1981 remains some of the most powerful, engaging, and creative guitar-based work in the history of electronic rock / pop music, and we are going to dive into it. We're going to start everything off with the ashes of punk rock, in the breaking up of the Sex Pistols. Mr. Lydon would go to form one of the founders of this new post-punk movement with his new band Public Image. This is the post-punk. We'll be right back.
There's great danger,
danger
for the loneliest stranger in town. No silver bullets,
bullets,
not to split the scene. Next thing we'll solve your problems. But now, fish fingers holding the Lord. The milk bottles stand empty. There's great danger,
danger.
A hammer's kick will save the law. No cloak of justice,
justice.
Bob Bands quit the same. Yes, it will throw your sublims. But now, these fingers are in the Lord. The models stand in jail.
Take me to your demon set.
Take me to your demon set. Oh,
solicitor on his tongue from rules of reading. Exploitation of his finest work. Over two people one fire picks up off his curb. And he lays the vices his eye.
To ride the rubber pipe on the old time. accept.
There's a party going on down around here. Christmas Street, yeah. Watch the shirt tails flapping in the wind. Sidewalk running. See the people holding from the back. Hat voters tilting. There's a party on down around here. Christmas Creek now. A Christmas Creek, yeah.
Fled away, my existence dribbled under.
my tropical apartment spit your sacrificial pool. My body in the water and my heart is in your hand. So this is the way you choose to send me to the judgment land. So you can't move. Move. Oh, sex be gone. And every day at three, you throw me down by the Christmas tree. I watch your lights blink on and off while you start your fun with me. I know your reasons, and I know your goals. We can fuck forever, but you will never get my soul. So you can move, so you can move.
Whoa! warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette. See the breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette. Hear the crushing steel, feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel, feel the steering wheel. Warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette. Warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette. Warm leatherette melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick, let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette, on warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette, warm leatherette. Join the car crash set.
Prisoner sound. Why can't we
All right, that's it. Let's talk about what we just played. As I mentioned, we started everything off from the ashes of the Sex Pistols. We got Public Image Limited, John Lydon's band, post-Sex Pistols, birthing the post-punk movement. These first three songs really are the foundations of what I consider post-punk. After that, from the album Pink Flag, it's Wire with the song Ex-Lion Tamer. From Manchester, England, it's Joy Division and the song Transmission. Then The Cure from the album 17 Seconds of the song A Forest. Killing Joke from their self-titled debut, the song Change. Post-punk icons and godfathers of goth. It's Bauhaus from the album In a Flat Field, the song Dark Entries. It's Susie and the Banshees, Hong Kong Garden. Adam and the Ants, who obviously were new wave giants, but before that, from the album Dirk Wears White Socks. Xerox is the song. Gang of Four is after that. From the album Entertainment, I found that Essence Rare is the song. From Manchester, England, The Fall. From the album This Nation's Saving Grace, the song Cruiser's Creek. A Certain Radio is after that. Do the Do. Then Folk Devils, Hank Turns Blue. From Los Angeles, California, from the classic album Fire of Love, it's The Gun Club and the song Sex Beat. From Liverpool, it's Echo and the Bunnymen, from the album Crocodiles, and also the compilation Songs to Learn and Sing. It's their second single ever from 1980. It's the song Rescue. Then Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or as OMD as a lot of people call them. They would become a huge electronic new wave band, but their foundational song Electricity was a post-punk classic. Then The Normal, Warm Leatherette. It's The Birthday Party from Australia. The Birthday Party would break up. Nick Cave would grab his guitarist Mick Harvey, and then they would form The Bad Seeds. And then later on, Nick Cave and The Bad Seeds, as you better know them. Look for The Birthday Party. They're fantastic. That was the song The Friend Catcher. We then moved on to Family Fodder and the song Savoir Faire. The Ruts, In a Rut. And we ended things with the classic Swell Map song from the album A Trip to Marineville, the song Midget Submarine. That is it. We hope you enjoyed punk, post-punk, as much as I did. I hope you hear all of those influences in there to what would come to define the 80s and how huge 80s music became. This is really the foundation for all of those sorts of things. I think it's super interesting, and there's such amazing songs in there. Tune in every week. We'll see you next week at DJKingBlind.com.